Now, I know you can hear the music, Craig, but it's more about the visuals as well. It's the sights and sounds that are really exciting of the Shoreman Brass Classic. That is coming up Friday, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Avon Lake Memorial Stadium. This is the 4th Annual Drum Corps International Competition. And to tell us about that is the Director of Bands at Avon Lake High School, David Edelman. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So I'm looking at this Blue Devils B. This is a group from the Netherlands that's actually coming to Lorain County to perform?
Yes, the group from the Netherlands is the group called U-Ball. And the group Blue Devils B that you just mentioned is part of a large organization out of Concord, California that actually have four active drum corps. And one of them right now is Blue Devils International touring Europe. And we've got their Blue Devils B group, which is a perennial national champion in the open class division of DCI, plus seven other drum corps. And one of the others is the U-Ball group from the Netherlands. So it's a very exciting competition coming up tomorrow night.
And these are all high school age students, I'm assuming? This is the age range? Okay.
Yeah, they actually are all high school and college age. It's a mix of between about 15 to 21 years old. And the students come in and audition for groups. So any one of the groups might have young people from four, five, six different states. And then also we have one coming down from Ontario.
David, are these kids from the Netherlands, are they touring the country? How long are they here?
They just got in last week, and they started out the tour in Texas. And they're swinging out east and then coming up here to our show Friday night, tomorrow night. And then heading on to our world championships next week in Michigan City and in Indianapolis.
Well, talk about the show tomorrow night, people coming to the Avon Lake Memorial Stadium. What will they see? What's taking place?
Well, what they're going to see is what DCI calls marching music's major league. They're going to see really some high-powered marching musical organizations that are highly polished, they are well-trained. And when they get out on the field and perform for you, you think you're coming to see marching bands perform. But what you find is it goes beyond that. And the color and the pageantry and the artistry and the performing ability of these students and just pure stamina. They're out practicing for many hours every day in really warm days like we've had the last couple of days. They are well conditioned. It's just an amazing performance that you see coming from each of these groups, and it can be anything from fan of the opera to classical music to jazz to pop or hip-hop. Really some exciting programming.
You know, David, you talk about the conditioning. I think a lot of people take for granted. They see the youngsters perform, and, you know, so it goes. But, in fact, it can be extremely warm and humid this time of year, even when football season begins. They're wearing those rather heavy uniforms and hats with sometimes heavy instruments. It can be really taxing.
It can, and they go through a training and conditioning program, and a lot of our marching bands have been doing that more in recent years just to build health and a better sense of their bodies and taking care of themselves, and nutrition is involved as well. And that's why one of our primary sponsors, the Cleveland Clinic with the Richard E. Jacobs Center out there in Avon, is on their third year now of helping us sponsor this show, because they are so excited about the combination of both music and athleticism and good health, and they've just kind of jumped on board with us and really enjoy being one of our sponsors, our primary sponsor.
You know, Craig, you're talking, and David, it's interesting, you know, you're marching, you're doing exercise, but you have to have a different breathing pattern because you're playing a musical instrument, so you got to follow along with the music and breathe when you can.
That's right, and that's one of the things that I think a lot of people, when they think about marching bands, they just imagine they go on the field, they march around, they play. They don't understand how all of that, when it's put together, and then it's at really fast tempos and a really high velocity movement, and that's what you see from these groups. They're almost like professional groups that the people will be coming to see tomorrow night. And Reddick Music Company in the area is a company that caters to a lot of our educational organizations and schools. And they've signed on also to sponsor the show because they see as well the value of our kids in our area and their families seeing this kind of high-powered marching band. It's very inspiring, and many of our students go back to their own marching bands really excited about improving their level of musicianship and their level of marching. We've got a lot of bands from the area coming, as a matter of fact. They're bringing their kids over to the show.
Now, what about as far as performance? Who exactly are performing again?
Well, the groups that are performing are, we mentioned the Blue Devils Bee, and then the U-Ball organization from the Netherlands. Then we have Legends, Blue Saints, Music City, Racine Scouts, and Genesis. And they're coming from everywhere from Texas to California to Wisconsin to New Hampshire, and including the Spartans, I should say, as well. So there are eight drum corps that will be performing tomorrow night, and I've got to say the reserve section is just about sold out. So if anybody does want to get a ticket, they ought to get online or call in and get a ticket right away, because we're anticipating a record crowd.
You mentioned how this is considered marching music's major league. Where do these students go from here? What do they do beyond this, or is this kind of like their highlight in their marching drum corps careers?
Well, many of them, it is the highlight of their career, and they go off into their real life and jobs and whatnot at that point as 22-year-olds, and they take all these life skills that they've learned in drum corps in terms of teamwork and leadership and responsibility, and they're able to use those in the workplace. But, you know, we had a group called Blast that actually made it to Broadway, and it was a Tony Award-winning group, and it was all marching and music on a stage and lots of choreography and lighting, and it was one of the coolest shows. And it toured the world, and there's a second one like Blast. It has a different name now that I can't recall. But they're back on the road again, and they're touring, and they're going to be hitting Broadway again with that group. So actually, some of these young people have an opportunity to continue on in their 20s and maybe into their 30s doing some of these things in this craft that they have honed to such a high level, and they can keep on doing it.
We're talking with David Edelman, director of bands at Avon Lake High School. What does it take for these students, these people, to be able to get to that level? What type of a commitment, then, do you share with your marching band, especially during this time of the year when camps have been going on and whatever, to say, hey, this is a possibility, or look what happens when you practice? What kind of insight do you have on that?
Well, the students, generally all high school students in marching band, are usually aware of what's called DCI, or Drum Corps International. And when they watch videos, a lot of their band directors will share the stuff that they see happening in Drum Corps and in DCI. And then those students get inspired, and they want to come and see these shows, and then some go off to march. And we have a young man marching in one of the drum corps this summer. We've had others that go out and audition and march with drum corps. So they do sometimes continue through their high school program, and then about senior year, or maybe the first year into college, they decide that this is something that they really want to do. They don't want to miss this opportunity. And it's an experience of a lifetime. It's life-changing. And the amount of work ethic and just true grit they go through to be able to do what they do on a football field, to me, is quite amazing.
When did the drum corps of such take hold? Has it been around for a long time, or is it something more of a new thing that really has worked its way into this kind of entertainment?
Well, old and new. It's gone through many, many innovative changes in more recent years because of a high level of training and instrumentation and equipment and kinds of things that are available to groups these days. But it actually started back in World War I, World War II. We had our men coming back from war, and they were in the VFWs and the American Legions and clubs, and they had drum and bugle corps that they started for the men as a pastime. And then they started doing that for their sons and daughters. And you started getting sons and daughters of the American Legion and things like that. And there were many, many drum corps out there. What's happened over time is that they've evolved more into musical organizations and more parallel with marching bands and just kind of accelerated marching bands. And the groups are more independently owned and operated now as opposed to come through the VFWs and the American Legions. But that's really where drum corps got its start. And that's about 70 years ago.
Gives a place for a xylophone player to participate rather than carrying just a small little chimes or whatever.
Well, yeah, and when I say that the sophistication and the level of the more recent ones, they've got such an array of sideline equipment, they call it, with marimbas and vibes and timpani and chimes and synthesizer players, sometimes guitar and bass players on the field, and they've got things in running through a sound system and with a mixing board. And they can do so many things. They bring some vocal things to the field. They bring a lot of different kinds of instrument sounds and synthesized sounds. So it's quite an amazing performance. When you come and see one of these shows, the people in our area would love it. I think they come out 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Avon Lake, and it's And it's just it's 8 cores. It's all over by about 9 or 9:30. So it's a great night of entertainment for families, and kids just absolutely love the drumming.
And if people want to get the tickets, what's a good way to get the details for that now?
Well, the best way for them to get tickets, as I said, I think our reserve, we just had a meeting last night, and we're afraid, unfortunately, that our reserve, good for us, but for the crowd, not so much, that our reserve is just about sold out, and we were going to pull them down offline from sales. But general admission tickets are still available online at ShormanBrassClassic.com. Shorman is our mascot at Avon Lake, and it's the Shorman Brass Classic. And they also can get them at a phone number in the 440 area. It's 554-1313, and they can still get some tickets put aside, and we'll call for them for tomorrow night.
And, of course, all this benefits the Avon Lake High School Band-Aids, the folks that help support the bands in the music department at the Avon Lake High School, right?
That's right. And our two chair people that have been doing this for 4 years now, Stacy Litzler and Vicki Riley, a couple of our moms of students in the bands, and they and their team have done an extraordinary job of organizing this event every year, developing all of the sponsors that are there helping us, including the DoubleTree Hotel over here is taking care of our judges because a judging panel comes in from out of town. And our Buffalo Wild Wings in Avon Lake has been so supportive, and Peter and Company Jewelers and Polly Wan, and the list goes on and on and on of just wonderfully supportive businesses in town, along with our band boosters that are presenting this event.
By the way, is the Shorman Band ready to go for Friday Night Football about a month away from now?
Well, we've actually been preparing last week and this week. We were out in the heat yesterday and learning all about how to endure 89, 90-degree weather out on the turf. And you've got to really pace yourselves for that. But we're almost ready. We're going to rev up into our band camp the week after next, and then we'll be ready for a soccer game in August to start out our season, and then we roll right into our football season to support our football team at Avon Lake.
Sounds great. David Edelman, Director of Bands at Avon Lake High School, thanks for joining us this morning and sharing the details about the 4th Annual Drum Corps International Competition, the Shorman Brass Classic, going on tomorrow evening at 7 at Avon Lake Memorial Stadium. David, have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks so much.